When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control in the dock. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to. But you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Welcome into this edition of the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. I'm Gary. Yancey, Chuck, we are all in the studios in North Mississippi. Rhino's at Control Central. And he'll make sure, or at least hope to make sure, that we're all doing what we're supposed to do and on the air and things like that. Early part of the discussion is brought to you by First South Farm Credit. Over 100 years of experience supporting our communities in agriculture that are ready to help you through a financial journey at First South Farm Credit. So coming up today on the program, next segment, Jake Thompson of the Ole Miss Spirit. We'll have your text messages at 662-426-1093. That's 426-1093. Injuries, and then Harry Harrison joins us at the back end of the program. Hey, dudes.
How you doing?
What's happening, brother?
Week zero. There will actually be college football at the end of the week.
Oh, wow.
And the Grove Collective started off their big day today, so we can have good college football teams, right? So excited about that, and Chuck's hopefully going to keep us a little bit live updates on how it's going with the fundraiser there, and we'll see. I know Chuck's already gotten one good little tidbit on that, Chuck.
Yeah, they said had several big donations and one for $500,000.
Yeah.
Woo!
So I think last year they raised a little bit over $3 million. You know, the price of poker keeps going up every year, so hopefully they can get a bigger number this year.
GroveCollective.com, you want to go and look. There's still some auction items and things that are up. I'll go ahead and wipe that little paragraph out of my Ole Miss notes at the back end, right? Go ahead and get that to you and let you know it goes all the way through the 25th, and you get Ole Miss Athletics Foundation priority points.
Yeah, that's big.
If you do it, and I think that's a huge step in the right direction.
Yeah, everybody wants better seats, better parking, better everything, so getting those points is a great move by the collective and Ole Miss, obviously. Chuck?
I just got a text from Walker Jones. He said, of course, obviously, this giving for the Grove Collective lasts all week, and they raised almost $1 million today. So
yeah, so we're just
good
just
stuff.
All
well done.
Just
good
well
start.
Done, people.
Good start to it, and hopefully, you know, we can get as much as we can get in.
Again, we'll have Jake coming on. We'll have Harry coming on with the practices and scrimmages and things that are going on and different things to talk with them. Your text message is at 426-1093. Now we'll get five things from Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse and our friend Steve Grantham. Nine of those locations for him in the states of Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, the news that Rising Junior nose guard Xavion Harris was arrested isn't what you want to hear in week zero of fall camp. But we hear, one of the things that hurts the most about it is because we've heard he's become a man amongst boys in the trenches. Fingers crossed all matters get resolved sooner than later. Thought number two, injuries and suspensions can bring opportunity for others. If Harris, if something does happen with him, there are two freshmen to keep your ears open for, Jamorius Brown and William Eccles. We are both of those are ahead of the curve, both physically and mentally. Thought number three, hearing the safety positions are becoming a team strength with the production from transfers Yam Banks, Key Lawrence, and Lewis Moore. All three transfers are having big-time camps per sources within the IPF. Thought number four, speaking of DBs, I continue to hear rising sophomore cornerback Chris Graves is becoming a bell cow for that room. And the last thought of the day, lastly, yes, more Deion Smith news. Sources tell me, Chucky, he should be cleared by the end of the week. Yes, I know, but that's the latest on what we're hearing.
Yawn, yawn, yawn.
I know, I'm tired of hearing about it, but I know the fans.
But to the three, I've heard the same thing. I mean, it's going to be done. That's the thing. It's going to be done. Everybody's 100% optimistic that it's going to happen. It just hadn't.
So for the three that have already texted in that question, there you go. You have that answer.
Well, Chuck, kind of explain briefly here before we go up against commercial break what the delays are.
My understanding is the college that he took online courses are waiting to get those accredited, get credit for those. As soon as they inform Ole Miss that those courses are good, he did everything's kosher, Ole Miss is ready to make him eligible immediately. That's my understanding.
That's what I hear, too.
All right, friends, some of the things, guys, that you need to be thinking about in our text message segment is about any weaknesses the defensive unit may have, and also a little bit more about the collective and the week, and I'll give you that information, people, so I see some of those text messages continuing to come in. Jake Thompson's going to join us from the Ole Miss Spirit. We'll get some thoughts from him. Those text messages, injury report, Harry Harrison all joins us too before we're done on the program today. The Cannon Motors of Mississippi, Rebel Yell Hotline.
Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family, from dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury. Leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000 or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
This portion of the show is brought to us by Gateway Tire. They've been around since 1929, 54 locations. They're across six different states. Their slogan is Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. Giving us some time on a Monday night of the Ole Miss Spirit, Jake Thompson's back. Jaco, how are you?
I'm doing good, Gary. How are y'all doing tonight?
Doing great, my friend. First impressions of, you've been out there a couple of weeks, you know, in limited viewing that the media gets, but what's your first impressions of this team?
You know, I think the offense is in good shape. I know we're seeing some kind of quote-unquote black jersey guys, key guys, but I think some of that is maybe some nicks and bumps, but, you know, others is maybe bubble wrapping them because we know what they got, and, you know, you don't need them banged up before September gets here, when those games in late September matter. So I really like the way the offense looks. I've been impressed with what little bit we've seen of, you know, the running backs, and Matt Jones particularly. He's kind of gotten a nod, and a couple of those, you know, good on goods we see if when they choose to run that drill during our media viewing. So I feel good about that. And, you know, I know offensive line is the big question mark, but I've been impressed with, you know, with what I've seen and what the guys are saying, especially some of the new transfers that we've been talking to the past week or so. Defense, I think the defensive line is as advertised, and, you know, Lane has even hinted as much, and that's been the group that's shined the most in these first two scrimmages. We haven't gotten to see a lot of the linebackers as a whole, you know, because some have been banged up or they're just not all out there in the 20 minutes we're allowed to watch. And the secondary, you know, they got a lot of new faces. So defense is where I'm still ready, need to see more actual game reps, or if we get to see a scrimmage this Saturday, you know, fingers crossed or something. But, you know, I like it as a whole. There's just guys have got to show us stuff now that, you know, we've been writing about them so much.
This latest development with Xavion Harris, though, by the way, he's claiming self-defense, and he's also pressed charges against the woman that was in the altercation with him. You know, some of our fans say, well, we'd be all right without him. You know, that's be all right, yeah, but we're shooting for championships, and this guy's a key element.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, depth is crucial, you know, and we've seen Xavion. He was going to be one of those 1-2 guys for sure in the rotations, especially the way Golding rotates those guys out almost every other play, like, you know, like hockey line change at times. So you need everybody there, and, you know, it's just a shame that whatever happened this weekend. Obviously, we don't know, but we talked to him, I believe, on Friday, I believe after Friday's practice, and, you know, he looked like a guy that was going to be a key part in whatever they have in store on the defense. So, you know, we'll wait and see. You know, the justice system's got to work all that out, but hopefully it gets cleared up, and if he is able to come back and he, you know, comes back and is a key part of that. But I think that's going to take a little bit.
And, you know, he had some legal problems last year, a DUI, but since then he has passed every stipulation, every kind of test that you have to take, any type of restrictions and specific things he's had to do to get that behind him. He's done 100%. So this came kind of as a surprise to me.
Yeah. You know, you had that altercation or incident last year, as you alluded to, and everything's been good till about, I guess, it looked about sometime Sunday evening, Sunday afternoon, whenever the altercation of the incident occurred. So, like I said, it'll probably be a little bit for us to get some kind of news out of that. I doubt we'll see him, obviously, you know, when we're at practices. I could be wrong, but, you know, I don't think we'll see him, at least in this week.
Jay, so, you know, a lot of guys have been in the black, as you said, more nicks and bruises than you know, being shielded from further injuries. What about the guys that have been taking their plays from receivers, the group there, with so many guys out. I think Juice has been out. Trey's been out. Jordan's been out. The guys that backed them up, what about the backup running backs? Maybe even some of the tight ends. I don't know if any of them been wearing any black. Just kind of talk about the backups and what you've seen them on offense.
Hudson Wolf's been in black, but that's the only one.
Okay.
Yeah, Hudson's kind of – he can't escape that black jersey. But, you know, backup receivers, or and I wouldn't even call them backup. I think they've just got options. But Aiden Williams, Caden Lee, obviously getting more reps because of Jordan and Juice's. And then, as you know, this past week, Trey's got the black on, but he's kind of run some drills, or it looks to be able to do stuff from what we've watched. But, you know, those two guys, and, you know, they're working in Micah Davis. I'm sure they're not expecting him to be a key guy. They got him more for the, you know, kick return specialist in that area. But, you know, he's gotten a lot of reps until we see this elusive Deion Smith out there, which I'm sure will add to that room. But, yeah, Aiden and Caden have gotten a lot of reps. Obviously, we want them to take that next step. We, you know, Caden showed us a lot in the Peach Bowl, what he can do, and kind of lieu of Jordan when he was banged up there during that week. So I like what I've seen out of them. The running backs, I'm excited to see all three of them, and just more than running through pads or, you know, kind of a dummy cage or something like that. I need to see a little bit more out of Amos and we know what we got in Parrish, and we've seen Bentley. So I'm ready to see more out of Amos and what he can provide.
What about defensively, you know, on the defensive line? They've really been controlling the scrimmages, it sounds like, the last couple Lane has talked about. He's really just talked about how the defensive line has shut it down. Is that a concern on the O-line and running game? What do you read into that?
I mean, I think you can sit there and probably read it eight different ways, you know, in a scrimmage. Because, I mean, somebody's going to have to look good, somebody's going to have to look bad. Unless it's just, you know, we didn't get to lay eyes on it ourselves, so it's hard to say. But I just think it shows the talent they added and maybe the step progress and, you know, whatever else they can progress in. And Jared and JJ also taking that next step along with Walter and Princely. And, you know, I don't know what Chris Hardy is bringing. You know, I want to see him as well. But I don't think it's a negative on the offensive line. I mean, they are rotating them around more than I'm sure the defensive line, because Kiffin says they're trying to just find the right pieces or the right 10 guys that they feel good with, you know, rotating in and out. So it may have something to do with that. I wouldn't read too much into it. Now, if they're stopping the run game, that may be good for Ole Miss on the defense, or that may mean that when Ole Miss faces up against some of these talented defenses, that run game's got to get better. But like I said, you can sit there and parse it any different way, but I think it's more positive than negatives when you just kind of look at it.
Yeah, I do too, Jake, and I think you made a good, valid point about, you know, they're alternating 10 guys on the offensive line, and every day we go out there, it seems like it's somebody different out there. They hadn't settled on a five that I know of. Or, you know, again, our viewing's been limited, but so far it's been one or two different ones every day.
Yeah, no, you know, I think that's a positive, unless it's just one day.
Me too.
One, you know, a handful of five are having a good day and the others are not, or vice versa, kind of like when you're watching a quarterback battle. One day a guy looks great, the other doesn't, and you come out the next morning and it's flipped. So it's just hard to kind of get a read on that.
Yeah, and besides that, you know, I don't know that many people are going to have two better defensive tackles than J.J. Pegues and Walter Nolan. Maybe they will, but I'm sure happy to be going into battle with them, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, you know, Lane said they checked off all the boxes, you know, whatever the questions or tests he put to his staff after that Georgia game, that's become kind of the flashpoint to all this shifting and positive change on defense. But now we they got to go out there and do it to somebody besides the, you know, their teammates that they've been facing off with for the last 3 weeks. And, you know, luckily, a week from Saturday night, we finally get to see that.
You know, and we were talking about the linebackers earlier. I got a feeling that this T.J. Daughtry might be something special, something we hadn't seen here in quite a while from the linebacker position. He's just such a freak of nature athletically, and I think he's caught on. I think he's become just an integral part of that defense and just super talented.
Yeah, I really liked what I saw out of him from the Peach Bowl, because that's obviously when we got our first eyes on him, and he was just all over the field. he only got a couple of tackles, I think, but he was influential in a lot of plays that he didn't get the stat for, so to speak, once it was over. And I really love seeing four quarters of that, and I think that's, to Chuck's point, that's going to carry over, and he's going to be a major part of that group. And I'm ready to see what Poupal does. I mean, I didn't get to watch a lot of Arkansas last year outside of when they played Ole Miss, so I don't have a lot to go off of, but I'm excited to see what he can add to that along with, you know, a veteran and, you know, Kerry Coleman. So, I mean, the linebackers, I think they're in a better spot than they've been in Lane's first 4 years, which that was always the question mark when we'd ask him, is he was always still concerned about linebacker. But I think this year he's got something there.
Hey, thanks, Jake. We appreciate
Thank
it, brother.
Thank you, Jake. Really appreciate
Take
it.
Take care, man.
Y'all have a good night.
You too. To his point about the linebackers, I'm also excited to see what Tyler Banks is going to do this year.
I am, too.
He's finally going to be in a rotation. He's paid his dues. He's a big kid.
Big kid.
And I think he's going to do fine.
Physical, too.
We'll let you expand on that during the text messages and more in the next segment.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty toddy. And go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford. At Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Well, to go on the program, Mr. Harry Harrison will join in from the Ole Miss Radio Network in the next segment. We've got injury report to get to as well.
Yeah.
And then we've got your text messages now. Cannon Clear and McGraw bringing those at ccmoxford.com. Always text messaging in, and put it this way, didn't give half a million, but gave some, and every little bit helps, right?
Man, you're right. You are right.
$10 a month, it doesn't matter.
Let me tell you something. In fact, I think it's more important for the $200 a year guys. You know, I don't want to say that. The big donors are obviously important, but this is going to take everybody. And if everybody does it, we'll be successful here at Ole Miss.
To the defense for the next two. And the one we start with is, I really know the defense is going to be good, but what would be the defensive weaknesses?
Right now, I think defensive end experience, really, besides Jared Ivey, because Princely Umanamelin he's been in a black jersey all the fall camp so far. I think he's going to be okay, but we hadn't seen it. And then, you know, besides Jared Ivey, you've got DJ Holmes is young. Cameron Franklin's young. Get Perkins is really good, but we don't know if he's an every down defensive end. So, you know, I think a little bit of depth issue there.
How about Clark, the freshman?
He's still injured. He's still injured. He's not even out there.
Yeah.
So that was another guy that was – I think they were kind of not counting on, but were hoping he'd be okay by fall rolled around because he's a 6'3", 250-pound kid that, you know, got a lot of explosiveness. I thought he would, you know, really help this year if he was healthy, but he's not.
Yeah, Princely, the health of his status is really the biggest issue to me with defense. That'd be my opinion.
Yeah.
It goes back to one of the things you had on your five things, Yancey. How are the rest of the freshman defensive line looking? Are we expecting them to contribute much on a rotational basis? That comes from Walt.
Clark's been hurt. Rush came in hurt from the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Rush isn't ready.
He's not ready. You know, came in with a shoulder injury, put him back there. And then you got Franklin, Cam, you called him Cameron. And then you've got Jamarius Brown that played last year that really flashed, especially in that Vanderbilt game, only played in four games to keep his red shirt. And then William Eccles, who was actually on the On Three Sports as one of the I think they had 20 or expected 20 highest impact freshmen in the country, and he was one of them. He's really flashed from
Eccles,
what I've
Eccles is the one that's caught my eye in the drills because of his get-off. I mean, he's super quick. He's over 300 pounds, and he's super quick getting off on the snap. In fact, I thought I saw them running a few drills with him at defensive end.
Yeah.
And that would make some sense to me over there behind Ivy in case Cam or Princely or somebody can't get it done. He doesn't have to play tackle, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm – Now, there's some flexibility there still at defensive end, I think. I mean, Piggies, he's played outside. You know, Ivy has come inside last year, especially they were trying him inside. So there's some guys that can move around. But, yeah, defensive end there. But I'm really excited about that freshman group they brought in last year. Really the bell cow of that class in my mind.
Now let's go to the Rebel Injury Report with Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. For them, take a look online at oxfordortho.com.
All right, well, as we said, Princely's still in black, rehabbing his shoulder. Juice Wells has been in black for about the last 10 days. He's rehabbing a groin pull. Safety Lewis Moore was in black the other day. I don't know what his problem is. Cornerback Brandon Turnage was in black. He's got a groin issue as well, but he told us today in an interview that he'll be fine for the first game. Trey Amos was in black, but now he's not. Same with Pooh Paul. He was in black, but now he's healthy. Jordan Watkins has been in black the whole time, which has been he gives me a nod saying he's all right. I think he's just being a senior. Cam Franklin was in black, but he's no longer. Of course, Logan Diggs is not out there. Jaden Kennedy, safety that I thought was going to help a little bit this year, he's been in a – training room, hadn't been out at practice for at least, I'd say, almost 2 weeks, and he needs to get back out there if he's going to help. Of course, we've talked about Cam Clark. He's not out there. Defensive end, young defensive end that I had some hope for, but he's been in black for a while, is DJ Holmes. Eli Acker, offensive lineman, senior offensive lineman, just went in black recently, and so did Hudson Wolf. I think Hudson's having – just a little flare-up of the back issues he's had ever since he's been at Ole Miss.
That list is a little bit longer than it's been in the past few weeks.
Yeah, but, yeah. Here's the thing. I don't think any of them are serious. You know, I think Princely would be the biggest concern. I think he's going to be okay pretty soon. I really do. I'll be surprised.
I still worry about Jordan Watkins. He had that hamstring last year and then had it, missed. I guess he returned kicks there in the Peach Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Those hamstrings can linger, and it to me, I think
different
it's still
people
lingering.
Respond to that hamstring in different ways. Yeah. Some can come back at quicker, and it doesn't bother them.
He's going to be back. I'm not worried about that.
Some it takes a lot longer.
Right.
And
when
still
is he
going to
be fully explosive like he can be? That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Remember, we need him for weight now.
Yeah, I know. I thought we need him for Furman. Also, we were talking about wide receivers earlier, and somebody I've been kind of keeping my eye on is Devin Price. He's a kid from out of Florida Atlantic.
FIU.
Florida Atlantic, that's a senior.
Played with Lane before.
195, right? I think he's okay. I wouldn't mind seeing number 17 in the game. That's his number.
I bet you he's in there.
We'll see.
All right, friends, we'll ask more of Harry. We have a lot of different things to get into with Ole Miss news. We've got more on the recruiting trail, the good, the bad, and the ugly. All of that still to go on tonight's Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody! Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hey, the Faris Group is our partner in retirement. They've been helping with nearly two decades of expertise, helping retirees invest and distribute savings. The Faris Group continues to provide clients with a level of service. They deliver those results with offices Oxford, Ridgeland, Little Rock, Baton Rouge. Give them a call. It's toll-free 1-877-327-3735. Gary Yancey, Chuck, and Harry Harrison. Hello, sir.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, brother. How are you?
Everything is good.
So Saturday morning you went to the farmer's market and got your tomatoes and your peaches. And then you went to the scrimmage. How did it look?
I did not get to the scrimmage.
Oh.
About that, I was hosting the radio crew over here on Saturday afternoon,
and did a fine job. Did a fine job.
Playing the catch up. But I did go to practice this morning.
Okay.
So, you know, Chuck, I think if there's one group that's still undecided, it would be that offensive line. I think Garrison's doing a good job of mixing and matching and trying to find the right set of dancers, as we say sometimes. Just those guys have got to be in stealth, and I think he's trying a whole bunch of different combinations. So, you know, we'll just see. I got a feeling you'll see a lot of different combinations Saturday week, and then I think as the first three or four games unfold, you probably still see some different combinations until he gets what he likes the best, and then we might have two units go in. We might have three tackles play and four guards play. Who knows? know him. But, I would say that's the one group that's really not defined as to who's going to be the starters yet.
But now you're not saying that as a talent liability or deficiency.
No,
you're saying that
no,
just because he hadn't figured it out yet.
People think that each offense, and they are individuals, but they don't block individually. They do block individually, but they also block as a tandem, as a group. And those guys have to be in sync. And I just think that, you know, we've got four new guys that are in here, and you've got some veterans that came back from last year's group. But sometimes it just takes a bit. I mean, after Michael Pettis got hurt in practice, then we had to move some things around, starting with that Georgia game. And I don't have to remind folks how that unfolded. We didn't get them blocked. When we scored 14 or 17 points, but we didn't get them blocked much that night. And so when you start moving guys around, you come out of sync. And those five guys are in there, sometimes the six, if you need max protection with your tight ends. You got five or six guys kind of working in tandem, because those defensive guys usually don't come right at you. Usually there's twists and, spins and different guys coming from different angles and different gaps. So, and then you got blitzes, of course, with your linebackers, could be inside or outside. So those guys have to pick up a lot and have to do it really quick. And oh, by the way, you got a 300-pound defensive tackle pounding on you. So, or principally, you might have Malin spinning off the corner, and you wind up blocking air. So it takes a bit. I'm saying it's not a lack of talent, but it's a lack of getting the right five in sync or the right ten in sync. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it does. Harry, do you think that's maybe one of the reasons that Lane has talked so much about how the defensive line is dominating? We've heard him talk about that now a few times on these Monday conferences. Do you think they're just not quite in sync there on the O-line right now?
I think that's part of it. I think the other thing is the answer is some really talent on that defensive line.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, we get Umata Malin back from, you know, he's been in a black jersey because he had a labrum surgery back in the spring. Once he's full go, that you got about eight or ten guys over there in four positions that could play, maybe five positions, depends on how you want to line it up. We'll wait and see how the news of yesterday travels and what happens there. But that was certainly a guy they were counting on. We'll see how that all works out. But yeah, there's some talent over there, starting with Walter Nolan and J.J. Pegues and Jared Ivey and Umata Malin, and then you start in the backups and didn't play a lot last year. Obviously Harris did, but that's a toss up as to how all that'll work out, I'm sure. But anyway, there's enough talent there that if we don't have him, we'll go to war without him.
You know, Harry, I've got a theory, and you can tell me if I'm wrong or not, but it seems to me like there's less and less clean pockets for quarterbacks in football at every level, college, pro, and the teams that win are the guys, the quarterbacks like Mahomes that can make plays under pressure, Josh Allen, Burrows, those guys that can operate with somebody in their face, because there's somebody's going to be in their face, and it's not so much a deficiency of the offensive line, it's just that defensive coordinators are not going to let quarterbacks sit back there and pat the ball.
That's right. And, Chuck, you know, in years past, when you got good corners and you got good coverage guys in the secondary, where you can turn those linebackers loose, the more pressure you get on quarterback, most of the time there's some errors that happen, whether it be, interceptions, turnovers, fumbles, whatever it might be. But you're right. These defenses are not going to sit back here and play zone coverage like we did 50 years ago and let you throw it down the field. That's just not going to happen. So a quarterback like Jackson Dart and the two behind him, they've all got the ability to scramble and the ability to move. And our running quarterbacks is such a big part of our offense that, that's it too. So, we try to hold those front guys up with a quick fake to a running back because we run that RPO, run that quarterback read. Mm-hmm. So you use that to your advantage. And if you got a good run game and it's in sync and doing well in a game, then that really will hold you up. Maybe all it takes is one second or part of a second to get your pass off. But that's why it's so important to have a run game. You can't just depend on standing back there and throwing the football 60 times a game or 70. You got to have run and pass. And I think that's always been Kiffin's MO. He wants to be balanced probably 50-50 in both of those areas. And that's what makes your passing game so well is when you literally run it. I mean, if you go back a year ago to the Ole Miss LSU game, our offensive linemen knew that they could block the LSU's defensive front. You can't say that many years, Chuck, but last year they knew they could move the ball. I mean, I've never seen an LSU defensive front that was not as good as years past. But last year in that game particularly, even when we were down 9 points, they knew they could run the football. And, you go back to the bowl game, second half. We turned those backs loose, and we just felt like we could block them and run at them. Our tempo wore them down. That's what it's going to take. When you get in these SEC games, when the talent is all level and equal, you got to have something. And tempo is a big advantage for us because we run it so well, run it so quick.
Harry, you made a great point. I think the perception of Lane Kiffin is that he's a wide open offensive coordinator, that his offenses throw it 75 times a game, but it's really not. I mean,
no.
Lane's offenses rush for a lot of yards every year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we didn't last year, but 2 years prior to that, 21 and 22, Chuck, we led the SEC in rushing. But you're right. Most people think we're going to open it up and throw it. But we've had some really terrific receivers, since he's been here. And so it does. And when we're scoring in a minute and a half, obviously there's some big play passes in there. You can't do that just pounding it 5 and 10 yards at a pop. But usually we've got some big play offensive wide receivers, and if you're going to score as quickly as we have in the past, there's going to be some big plays involved in that drive. And so that's where you get the perception that it's a wide open offense. But really, Lane would love for it to be 50-50 run pass.
Harry, but how do you think things changes without Judkins? He was able to grind out drives, the last two seasons, and you were talking about last year, scoring so quickly. I would imagine that's going to kind of go back to the way it was before Judkins, quick pop hitters, because there's so much explosion, but not those guys that are 5'7" kind of grinder guys. Does that change anything for the offense and for the defense?
Well, I think it does change something for the offense, Yancey. Judkins had such a great ability to make you miss in small spaces. Even when you got inside the goal line, inside the 10-yard line, he had the ability to make you miss in really short spaces in a crowd of people. But I think we still got by committee. I think you go back to when you had Snoop Connor and you had, of course, one of those guys was Henry Parrish, who's back, a little bigger, a little stronger, and 2 years older than he was. What would that have been, at 21? So he's back in that fold. And, of course, you mix Bentley in there with speed. And Bentley, is only probably 200, 205, but he's really strong lower body. So he can move the pile. There's no doubt about that. Then you bring in the Amos guy from, I think it was Miami of Ohio, and he's 230-plus. And then I tell you who's had a good camp is Matt Jones, the guy who's been walked on in here from Jackson Prep. Not a real tall guy, but real lower body strength. And he's done a great job in camp. So, I don't think you're going to have a guy that take over the hurt that Judkins put on some of those DBs running the football, but I think we've got by committee we're going to be just as equally as efficient offensively.
Harry, I'm going to make a prediction and see what you think on this. I think you're going to see more passes out of the backfield to some backs, particularly Parrish and Bentley.
I you're probably right there, Chuck. I mean, even Chuck did well with that, but I think these two guys are more athletic. I think you get them in space, and that's the key. You want to get those guys in space, especially Bentley, and between his speed and quickness, make some people miss. So, you know, if you watch Lane Kiffin's offense, obviously we like to throw it down the field, but just about every pass, when he goes through his progressions, will give you a running back. He's either running towards the sideline or he's already out there at the sideline, which might be the fourth option, you know, when the quarterback goes through his progression. So the backs are a really big part of this offense from a passing standpoint.
I want to see Jackson do more check downs as well. You know, if sometimes it seemed to me he padded the ball a little too much.
And Chuck, I think with this new rule where we can talk to the quarterback, so if we get back to the line of scrimmage as quickly as we have after the clock resets itself, the play clock, then we've got time to those guys to talk in Jackson's ear and maybe check down to something different if they see, you know, the defense lining up differently than what they originally thought. We did that with hand signals, but now you got the ability to tell Jackson what they're thinking and what they're seeing that maybe he doesn't see. So they can change the play at the line of scrimmage before that the headset goes off in his helmet.
That's going to be an interesting development.
Yeah.
15 seconds. You know, I don't know how that's going to work as fast as we play, but that would be an advantage to Rebels if we get back to the line of scrimmage as quickly as we are. And then you can talk about checking down to the next play.
Like Chuck said, that's going to be interesting. How much of an advantage does that give a team like Ole Miss, the Lane Kiffin, being an offensive mind he is, to be able to communicate with them in a helmet like that?
I think it just for what we just discussed, Yancey, just because you can come out of a play that you originally signaled in and you get back to the line of scrimmage and you see something different, then you can check out of it. And you're talking to him in his ear rather than having to signal something in because, you know, you got one guy doing all the signaling and two or three others doing the same thing. So you can't pick up who's actually signaling the play. But now that the fact that you could talk into his ear and tell him who the hot receiver should be, you know, or you want to check down to a run play. So I think it's going to be a huge advantage. And I think you got to incorporate that with a tempo game, which we do so well, and it'd be a big advantage.
You know what Charlie Weiss told us a couple of weeks ago in the lone interview we get from a coordinator, he said that this year he expects Jackson to do a lot more checking at the line of scrimmage, that he's always had freedom to do it, but they feel like this year he knows everything he's supposed to know to be a great quarterback, and that gives him the leeway to check out of plays and into other ones.
Yeah, he's his third year in the system, Chuck, so he's more comfortable now than he was last year, without a doubt, you know, as we get into game-type situations. But and then the fact that you're talking in his ear gives him that much more confidence, you know. And so if you're trying to have a quick hitter, it's third and short, you want to, you know, run option or you want to go to a quick out with a receiver, then that gives you the ability to talk in his ear. But I think the fact that Jackson's been in the system now 3 years, going into 3 years, he's a lot more mature than he was when he got here, understands the system in and out. And then the fact that you got a coordinator or the coach, head coach, talking in his ear and telling him what to be looking for, that just adds to the fuel to the fire, I think.
So does that communication have to stop when the ball is snapped?
No, it's 15 seconds. It's 15 seconds before the snap.
Supposedly, Yancey, it's going to stop 15 seconds. Now, as fast as we play, so I guess if you reset the play clock at 40 seconds or 25, I guess if the play clock hits 15 seconds, well, a lot of times we don't get it all the way to 15
seconds. Right.
That makes sense. But at 15 seconds, it's going to cut. It's supposed to click off. Now I'm not sure who's sitting up in the press box.
Boy, can't you see that at LSU? Communication is going to be on the whole time.
Trust me, I've thought about all those places, but especially down there. But yeah, I assume there's somebody up in that review box that's going to be out of control.
Yeah. Hey, brother, thank you so much, Harry.
Thank you, Harry, as always, buddy. Thank you, man.
Right. Later.
You too.
We'll come back with recruiting, some Ole Miss news also, and the good, bad, and ugly to finish up.
I don't know she's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right. Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags. Anything, everything, Ole Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Let's finish this thing, shall we? SEC and Ole Miss News brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. We talked about the Grove Collective. You've got till the 25th to continue. Chuck gave us some numbers a little bit earlier. We'll hope that continues to go in the upward direction. Football senior wide receiver Trey Harris, he's been added to the AP preseason All-American second team. Already Biletnikoff Award watch, second team preseason All-American by the Sporting News, preseason media, All-SEC. And the SEC today named Kayla Kiefer the SEC Soccer Freshman of the Week. She had a hat trick, three of the four goals in a season-opening win. They're back at it against Georgia State on Thursday night at 7. All right, Yancey, let's do some recruiting news. The Grove Collective we've talked about, but friends, go check them out in the NIL marketplace, grovecollective.com.
Yeah, the first little tidbit is four-star running back Shaquille Mills Knight out of Baylor committed to Ole Miss over the weekend. He committed to Ole Miss over Auburn. He's 6'2", 220 again. I love seeing those big backs. Right at the number 19 overall running back in the country. And On3 Sports latest On 300 rankings. Quitman, Mississippi, top 30. Top 50 national prospect Akilin Deere will make his announcement tomorrow between Ole Miss and Bama. We expect it to be Alabama, but like when he committed to Ole Miss, his recruitment will be far from over. Lake Cormount four-star linebacker Jacoby Hobson was named to the commercial appeals. Danny Dudson, As a junior, the 6'2", 205-pound Ole Miss commit recorded 71 tackles and 7 tackles for a loss. Pensacola 4-star safety Ladarian Clardy was set to make his announcement, Gary, on August the 3rd, but has pushed it back to honor his brother who passed away recently on September the 21st. That's his birthday. And he'll be committing between Ole Miss and Florida State. It's the number 179 overall prospect and looks to be headed Ole Miss's way. Basketball tidbits. Germantown 2026 center Sam Fuchs reported to the Ole Miss Spirit today that he will take an official visit to Ole Miss on October the 26th. He's 6'10 and is ranked as the number 3 prospect in the number 3 center in the 26 class and number 34 overall prospect. Oh, and obviously he's Mississippi's top prospect in the 26 class.
And the good, the bad, and the ugly is brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. They've got you covered whether it's home or business. They're a certified GAF Master Elite contractor. Warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text them, 662-644-4297.
All right, the good. Coach Lane Kiffin is still holding on to the mantra that there's a lot of work to do with this 2024 Rebels before the season starts, and we believe him. But even in the limited time the media has had to watch this squad work, we can see definite progress as the August 31st opener with Furman looms closer and closer. We stick by our original assessment. This is a talented football team with star power and depth, and we don't see any obvious weaknesses. Yes, there have been quite a few players in black jerseys during practice, meaning no contact, but none of the injuries that we know of are serious. The odds are that everyone will be ready for the first game, and if not, soon thereafter. The Rebels got a really good commitment, as Yancey told you, from running back Shakai Mills-Knight. A 6'2", 220-pound Canadian playing at the Baylor school this season. Bad, well, we can't avoid the incident that took place over the weekend with defensive tackle Xavier Harris, who was arrested for an altercation with a woman. He claimed self-defense, that the woman hit him first from behind, and he was just reacting instinctively. He's pressed charges against the woman, we've been told. Harris had some DWI problems last year and has been very successful with every stipulation to remedy that problem. Let's wait to see how everything plays out before we pass judgment. But don't think a roster without Harris does not hurt some. He's a quality piece to the team's puzzle and would definitely be missed.
No question. I think things are going to get resolved, Chucky.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. But you never know. I mean, yeah. It's we live in a different world now.
I know it.
Domestic violence, you know, or hitting a woman is that's a little rougher than it used to be. You know the old joke about this is 20 years ago. A couple went to the divorce lawyer, and the wife had a black eye, and it said, well, why didn't you just talk to her? Why didn't you just tell her what your problem was? And the husband said, I did once.
Yeah, and he's broke.
Yeah, he's broke.
He's broke.
In jail. You can't do that anymore, boys.
Living with a buddy.
All right, when we come back next week, Florida State will have played Georgia Tech. 24th-ranked NC State will have had a game. Missouri will have played Murray State. Teams like Kansas and Utah will also have had a game as week zero. Of college
week
football.
Zero. I'm so ready.
Gets it started.
Man, yeah.
All right, we'll finish things up by letting Yancey give you a couple of words.
Hotty toddy.
Give to the Grove Collective.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.